Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie and today I'm here with two beautiful women. One of them is
Sabine Isaya.
And the other one is
Christina Sergun Powers.
And you know us if you've been listening to our podcast. So who we're missing today is Tina Thornton. Mm-hmm. She's not with us today. And also, another person that wanted to talk with us about the male-female energy is not here today. So guess what? If you came here today for that topic, we have to do a bait and switch on you, which is we'll talk about the power of the word, the spoken word, the thought, mm-hmm. the silence, all of that, any of that. And we will talk about the male-female energies next time when we have everyone here, because I really want to hear what Tina has to say on that and what our guests had to say on that. I really want to hear what they have to say on that. So for today, the power of the spoken word, the thought, and silence, and whatever else we feel plays in that, is the topic. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the discussion. Who wants to start today?
I guess I will start. Energetically, the communication that we have is tremendous. And you know, you can look with biblical tense, where it was the word. That's what came through. And that's not by any coincidence. It's just the energy of wherever we've played that word. And in our lives, it's the word that means anything. When the word comes through, whether it's written or whether it's spoken, it's are you honoring your word? Do you stand up to your word? That's what we ask people if we want to know if they are true, if they are being upfront with us. Do you hold on to what you've said? So there is great power in whatever we say. And we have to know that we can't just speak and put our words out there and feel like, oh, it's, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It is simply not true. And one little tiny story I have is just this last week, I said to my son, we were having a conflict, and I said, you're going to lose your phone. It's gone. Turn it into me. Well, guess what? He lost his phone, and it is gone. And now, the power of it, I am stuck paying for the phone for, you know, until it is paid off. But, you know, I said in that moment, and it wasn't probably 30 seconds later, he lost his phone. Wow. And so, did I really mean what I said? Well, I didn't mean it to happen that way. Right, because it's coming back on me. So there was some sort of energy and tone in which I conveyed the message. It wasn't in a neutral space. So I, you know, be very careful about the way, not just the word you say, the tone and the energy behind the word.
Mm-hmm. And I just read the other day a book that I'm reading, The Four Something.
You forgot the name?
I keep forgetting the name. It's four of them, and it's not the other four.
Not the Four Agreements.
It's not the Four Agreements. It's something else. A beautiful book. We'll discuss it at some point. In this book, the sentence was actually exactly the opposite of what you just said, the, you know, sticks and stones. He actually pointed out in this book that the hurtful words cut much, much deeper wounds than even, you know, hurting someone physically.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
yes, what I meant. No, exactly. It's the same thing. So he was pointing that out again, because the power is on the neurological level. Mm-hmm. So if we are being beaten by words, there are certain psychological events that happen, and neurons shaping, you know, formations shaping in the brain that are much, much harder to undo than actually healing a physical wound. Because there has to be a different type of work done than if we're healing a physical wound, which rarely people know how to heal those types of wounds. Mm-hmm. So when we want to turn it around and say, what is the power of telling someone, I'm sorry, or telling someone, I forgive you, what is the power of that? How powerful is that? Can we use words to heal?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we can use words to heal.
But it's the energy behind the word. So in are you conveying, I'm sorry, is it an empty energy that comes with it? Whatever it is you're saying, there has to be an energy behind that word. Mm.
Yes, and it's not only the energy, it also is the word. It's also the word. Mm-hmm. It's both. A lot of times the word and the energy is, I feel, somewhat, you know, completely connected, mm-hmm. where you say it and the energy is just mm-hmm. immediately attached mm-hmm. to it. In other words, you can put different energies behind it, try to disguise it.
Well, I can say something. Something about that is resonating with me because it's part of what mantra is and what's called shabd or nod yoga. It's the sound current. So regardless if you even know what the word means, there's a particular sound and a vibration that comes through, and it's in that sound vibration that it's a projection of whether it's a consonant sound or whether it's a vowel sound, and those particular letters are put together. So within a word, there is meaning even in the letters that are put together, and there is a vibration that those letters carry in the way in which they're put together. And they were put together because of the meaning that they carry, and not particularly the spelled out word. Does that make sense? So it's whether you even know the meaning or not, you don't even have to. It's vibrating some on a subconscious level with the vibration that's coming through the universe. And there are always, those sounds are continually resonating within each one of our cells.
Exactly.
That's what we talk about, the Sat Nam. So in Kundalini Yoga, in your practice, you're always breathing in the Sat, exhaling the Nam, or Sat Nam is always resonating. But in reality, it's to practice that so that that's what you're doing in life every moment. You're always your true self. You're always your true center. And your cells are vibrating that sound. It's what they call the Bij or the seed mantra. It's the very core essence of everyone. Every cell is vibrating that sound. And when we connect with that sound, we're connecting with our true self. So the same is true in word, whatever it's Sanskrit, Gurmukhi. Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's the silence around the word that makes it powerful or not. Mm. So when I am being in a space of presence and silence and I look at my daughter and say, you're amazing, and just be with that and allow silence to surround the word, that lands very differently for her and for me. Versus, oh, you're amazing, and move on, and continue the noise around it. Mm. I don't know if that makes sense, but if you look at any word that we say, if we are allowing the silence around it, which is being present around the word, it has a different vibration. Again, we're coming back to the energy of the word.
Maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe it's not that the vibration is different in the word, but you're elevating the vibration around the word, and that carries, and silence is itself also, it's not nothingness.
Mm-hmm. It's the carrier of the word.
Yeah, so silence is the space that's all around us, so silence is space.
Well, it's vibrating in a level that we can't hear.
Exactly.
With our human ear.
Exactly.
There is an incredible vibration that's going through the space.
During silence. So when you say, thank you, honey, for emptying the dishwasher, and you allow silence to follow that, then it feels like the message gets much clearer. Again, same thing with our clients. When we're asking them a question and we allow silence to take over, something shifts there. There's an allowing of the question. There's an allowing of the other person to show up in that space. Does that make sense?
It does make perfect sense. My very wise teenage son, mm-hmm. he says, I got it the first time you said it, and now you've just repeated it three times. would you please let me just, you know, think about what you said instead of continually saying it over and over again?
Yeah.
Because I'm messing up. He can't articulate it in the way you said about the sound vibration coming through. But in a sense, that's really what happens when you flood that pathway with a lot more vibration. It's going like a, you know, a wave that's undulating out of, you know, sync. And I guess if you just send the wave, the transmission, and then it allows that person to continually keep getting it.
And besides that, all words have power. Mm. If you say you're stupid versus you're smart, different power, different energy.
Yes.
So just being aware of the words that are coming out of our mouth, especially when we're angry, instead of focusing on words that define the person as a set way of being, like you're a certain way, you're lazy, you're stupid, you're, you know, I can't think of too many because I've practiced so much not to use them, versus what made you do that? What did you learn from that experience? How does it feel when you hurt someone? Yeah, using words to get to know each other better, uplift each other, rather than label.
So labeling is one of the negative aspects of how we can use a word. We can label someone, and because the word is so powerful, in a way, the person now has become this. So that's great. So whenever we walk around talking about, and so gossiping is really, really negatively loaded. Mm. When we gossip, usually what's going on is we talk about someone, oh, she's always this way. He's always doing that. He is A, she is A. Mm-hmm. And by labeling them, not only does that have somehow a negative effect on the person that's speaking that, because if you are a person who is gossiping a lot or talking a lot about how bad other people are, then aren't you a person that seems to be surrounded by a lot of bad people?
Right. So I was thinking even nice words can be a painful label. If you label someone as nice, someone as enlightened, then they're a stuck way of being, really, and it gives them no freedom to be every other possible way of being.
Great point.
Besides enlightened.
So right? Any labeling
could disempower someone
and oneself.
Yeah.
Because imagine if I am surrounded by all these beautiful people, who am I? Maybe then I see myself as the one person that's not as beautiful as all the others. So even labeling someone with a positive looking word, it's a label. So label is one thing that we want to, you know, stop doing. People are people and there are many things. There are all the things. There are everything. They are beautiful, and sometimes they are lazy, and sometimes they act angrily, and sometimes they might even lie, and sometimes they, you know, whatever. Sometimes they might lash out. Sometimes, and we are all those things also, and we know it. And at the same time, all of us are beautiful. All of us are amazing, smart, ingenious, enlightened at moments.
Here's a very funny thing right now. We decided to talk about words today. We don't seem to have as many as we always do when we're doing this podcast. Because this, suddenly when we said, let's talk about words, there's an awareness of them. And what is the purpose of saying something if it's not going to convey exactly what it is that you want to convey, create something beautiful? So it takes you to the space of more being and awareness.
Funny that you point that out, because I've been thinking about that heavily for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And and trying to, so yesterday you might have noticed, I might not have said as much.
Right. You're saying less and less, actually.
Yes.
We, Sonia and Sophie and I see each other almost every day because we're working on a project together, but we were also watching each other shift while we're doing a lot of meditation and communication, powerful communication. So I definitely noticed you talking less and less in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Right? There's, yeah.
Yeah. And in the word, that's how we build relationship.
Yes.
So that, and that is really the only way we build relationship. Relationship is relaying the message to another person. Mm-hmm. So what you say is how, and how you say it builds that authentic relationship. So if we're speaking from that authentic space to that person, the intention is we're building that relationship. And whether it's our client, whether it's our partner, our children.
So that's cool. One of the guiding principles at our kids' school is what you say is as important as how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the way you said it. And I always thought that was so beautiful. It makes a huge difference.
Yes, yeah, because it's both.
Because it has to be both, because it's not authentic if it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
If the how you say it isn't surrounding what it is you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and then we know, set up with that neutral space of detachment,
mm-hmm.
you're not building the relationship.
I would even say, and this is going to something I think you were, Christina Sargun, you were mentioning in the beginning, is the, which is more important? Is it the word or is it the energy behind it?
Mm-hmm.
And since words are energy, it is both. And I feel at the same time, it's just a feeling. So you guys check in and see if you feel that same way, is that the energy behind it is still more powerful than
mm-hmm.
the sound, the word that's coming out.
Well, it
feels that way.
It has the amplified effect,
yeah.
Because if it doesn't matter if it's from a negative or a positive space, it can't be one or the other. It has to be in the neutral space. And negative and positive not meaning good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Negative is limiting, it's protective, it's, you know, holding in. Positive is amplified and explosive. So anger is in the positive realm. It's not the negative realm. It's positive because
mm-hmm.
it's out of control. So when we think of pure energy in that way, not, you know, positive where it has some kind of connotation to it, but positive and negative in the energy field. When it's over the top of one or the other, if you're building that relationship, it has to be in the neutral space.
Yeah. And what you said, Sonia Sophie, is the experience and the feeling and the being comes before the word. So every morning I try to wake up and create a possibility of who I want to be that day. I want to create it rather than have by default go into a state of, you know, worry and concern or whatever the day brings. So the experience of the feeling and imagining comes before the word comes out. Before I even create a possibility, I experience it in my heart. So if I choose to be loving that day or compassionate, I always experience it first and then I create the possibility of being loving that day. And if I just create it with the words, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And my day is not going to go that way. That's not who I'm going to show up in the world.
And it's your energy inside of you that is creating certain hormones
mm.
to be pushed out and certain neurons to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say some kind of a word. And Eckhart Tolle, you know, said it so beautifully in, I believe it was The Power of Now, where he said it, that, you know, we have a bunch of, and we have, you know, these sounds, and then they're supposed to convey
mm-hmm.
all the different feelings and all the different things that are hundreds of thousands of things
mm-hmm.
that are going on, and it's very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Very limited.
Words are limiting.
Words can be very limiting also.
Mm-hmm.
Because can they really express all that's going on, all the subtle, you know, subtleties of the energies that are going on, all the things, the ups and downs?
Well, that's why we have miscommunication. And that, you know, mm-hmm. and miscommunication happens very often in written form.
Right.
So that's the whole dynamic of the missed, mm-hmm. you know, the letter that was misinterpreted, mm-hmm. the text that was misread.
Mm-hmm. Because now we add the energy to it. Mm-hmm. The text comes. Now also, if someone has a very powerful energy, they can definitely make sure they send that energy with mm-hmm. you.
Through the email.
Through the email, oh, through the text. And like, it's like your phone is exploding, mm-hmm. you know, for a good reason or for not so good reason, right? And we've all felt that when a letter or something was really charged with something. And sometimes, you know, it's really a more neutral, but we might be in a very emotional space. Mm-hmm. So when we're in this emotional space and now we're getting a piece of writing in some way, and now we're pouring all of our emotions into the words right. as we are taking them in. Mm-hmm. So interesting point. So as we're taking words in, there's a meaning created and an energy created.
Well, can we take the conversation into that celestial level of communication?
Yes, and we must do it next week.
The celestial sounds very intriguing.
Yes. So if this conversation has been pushing some buttons or prompted some thoughts, yeah. or you know, you have something where you say, wow, I want to go deeper into this word thing, and what else is there? Because there is definitely a lot more than the words. Where do they come from? How do we communicate maybe non-verbally? Those type of things. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a great topic for next week. So come back next week. We'll talk about that. And or the male-female energy, and we'll circle back around to it. And anyway, every time you come here, you'll be hearing a conversation that is on some deeper level so profound for your day. And I know you've experienced it. I know that you have listened to a podcast, and somehow later during that day, something came up, or a couple days later, that was in relation to the podcast. Because when we do these podcasts, we actually do a Kundalini yoga class together before we do the podcast. So for us, we feel that that is the best way for us to prepare to be able to speak words with most loving and true energy that we can muster up and bring to you, so that you can have hints and tips on what to do, where to go, what thoughts to follow, what books to pick up, and what foods to eat, all those things, in order to come to that place where you really learn how to love your life now. And with that, this is Sonia Sophie here with
Christina Sergun-Powers,
Sabine Isayan.
And we'll see you again. We'll hear you again. You'll hear us again next week. And until then, make sure you love your life now.